Hi, I'm Kevin McVary. I'm a professor of urology at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University in Chicago, Illinois. And we just completed a study entitled CAMIS, the Complementary and Alternative Medicines for Urologic Study, an NIH-sponsored study looking at the influence of escalating doses of saw palmetto, a commonly used phytonutrient used for lower urinary tract symptoms, or BPH, in men 45 years of age and above. What we did in this study, in the standard, well-designed, randomized control setting, looked at almost 400 men from 11 centers across North America, United States, and Canada. In this study, in men with moderate symptoms, they received either placebo or 320 milligrams of saw palmetto, followed by 640 milligrams of saw palmetto, followed by 960 milligrams of saw palmetto, each treatment regimen about 6 months long. What we noted is that when you use a quantitative measure of urinary symptoms called the IPSS, or the International Prostate Symptom Score, there was no evidence that saw palmetto at any dose had any influence on men with lower urinary tract symptoms. Additionally, regardless of dose, there was no influence of saw palmetto on improvement of urinary flow rate, of PSA, of sleep quality, of other aspects of quality of life, including sexual health. As you may know, one of the supposed influences of saw palmetto has been on the incidence of nocturia. But when studied individually as a component of the IPSS, again, there was no difference between placebo and any of the three doses of saw palmetto. Other aspects that we measured during this study, we looked at other associations, sexual dysfunction, and sleep disorders as it relates to lower urinary tract symptoms. And the CAMIS study has opened a window into the influences and relationships between lower urinary tract symptoms, sexual health, as well as sleep disorders. We concluded that saw palmetto has a very limited utility, in fact, no influence on lower urinary tract symptoms, no influence on men's sexual health, and no influence on the quality of their life. Our studies suggest that the utility of saw palmetto in improvement in urinary health is probably non-existent. This study has also opened a window onto new relationships between lower urinary tract symptoms and other aspects of a man's health, such as sexual function and sleep disorders. Our study has also shown some relationships between these other entities and lower urinary tract symptoms, so we're interested in continuing an investigation on these other important aspects of male health. In addition, saw palmetto is not the only phytotherapy used by patients, by men, usually in an over-the-counter setting, for the treatment of lower urinary tract symptoms, and those other agents are markedly less well-studied than saw palmetto, which up to this point has been the most popular agent. So as these alternative agents will probably increase in use, it's probably an important health concern for the United States, for our healthcare society, for the National Institutes of Health, to investigate other complementary and alternative medicines and their influences on lower urinary tract health. As you're probably aware, many of the FDA-approved drugs, alpha blockers and 5-alpha reductase inhibitors, have a proven influence on lower urinary tract symptoms and prostate health. And these over-the-counter agents are many times substituted by patients or sometimes by physicians to try and use these alternatives for the same objective. Well, it doesn't look like there's any evidence that these phytotherapy or botanicals really is going to have a role in improving lower urinary tract symptoms.